I'm sitting here watching, well, half watching Any Dream Will Do, which is, I'll admit, I like the first season of this. The first season was How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, which was Andrew Lloyd Webber using the BBC as his auditioning system. And now they're doing the same thing. That was for a re-release of Sound of Music, like 4 or 5 years ago now. This series is about 3 years old, and it's just being shown on UK TV here. And I'm not as into this one, possibly because it's all young, studly men, whereas Karina, my wife, is into this one, possibly because it's all young, studly men. And I have to admit, it is oddly compelling television. I believe there's been several seasons for different musicals, including Oliver, since this one, and it's not quite all it used to be. What is it about the show that you like?
Young, studly men.
Oh, dear. Not only...
gay anyway.
Not only is she watching it, she taped it so that she wouldn't miss it. This is now the sing-off. One of these two boys singing gets kicked off tonight. Well, tonight, 3 or 4 years ago. I have to admit, maybe I'm biased because I'm a straight man, but I have to admit the competition doesn't seem as high quality as the previous season, the How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria season. There were some very talented young ladies in that, and no, actually, it's a bit sexist because there've been a lot more of the sexy show us your pecs stuff going on in this show than there was the equivalent, I'm not sure what that would be, in the How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria TV series. It seems to be that young men are the new young women when it comes to being exploited on television, but that's a rant for a different day. The chap singing now has some astonishing front teeth. If you're a fan of Red Dwarf and you're familiar with the character Dwayne Dibley, that's what he's a very talented young man, and but boy, it's a distracting. I mean, that can't be real. Anyway, so that's how I'm spending my part of my Friday night. But actually, today was a lovely day. Took my two young nephews into the city with their parents, my brother and his wife, and yeah, they had a lovely day. And of course, being a good uncle, I bought him a lovely toy car.
You must now decide.
Well,
Craig or Chris?
What's he gonna say? Gosh, you both sung so well. Something like that.
That's never difficult. I'm gonna say Craig.
Oh, I was normally he drags it out a lot more than that. I was right. He saved the pretty boy, didn't he?
Go and join the others. We'll see you next week.
Oh dear.